You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Morning Footy presented by StubHub. A big one in the Premier League today as Brighton hosts Manchester City. Here's a look at the matchup notes. The last time Brighton won against Manchester City was back in May of 2021, but this is where it gets a little concerning for them. City are riding a 17-match unbeaten streak in the Premier League, and Brighton in poor form right now, 4-match winless streak in the Prem. I think today it's safe to say that we're all Brighton fans, at least I am, and Alexis is. I'm still hanging on to a very slim sliver of hope. But, you know, talk about this form from Brighton recently. How much of a chance are we giving them here? Because Manchester City just seemed to be one of these teams. They're riding this crazy wave of momentum. You know, the way
we've only lost twice at home, guys.
We've talked about Liverpool, you know, how they're tanking at the wrong time. Manchester City seems to be one of those teams that just always knows how to dial it up exactly when they need to.
I would like to mention that ever since I mentioned my back hair, Darian has gotten further away from me.
I am off.
She's like, oh, wow, well, okay, word.
That's the fifth back hair reference on
we're
the show.
Five.
Oh, that should have been your bed.
Oh. Darn it.
But I would tank it. I would do. Find a way for you to lose it.
I will pay for you to get laser so we don't mention your back hair anymore.
Funny enough, I don't have that much back hair. Just lower back hair.
I don't want to know.
Stop. Okay, listen.
It's worse.
What's up with Brighton, man? And if there was ever a team, like, ideally that could, you know, stop City, take the ball away from them a little bit, and control the game a little bit more, I guess it's Brighton on their best day, but they are far from their best day, far from their best day. And City, in the last couple of games, obviously, the Champions League semifinals, excuse me, quarterfinal, second leg against Real Madrid, might be an anomaly that, you know, they have the ball, they really pin a team back, but they're unable to unlock them, really. It seems like the patterns are a little bit predictable. Against Chelsea, it happened again. Maybe they were even more exposed because when they play such a high line, but Chelsea were not clinical enough. And City struggled. But again, they were coming off of an extraordinary mental, physical effort from Champions League semifinals. So I wonder if this turnaround, because Guardiola's always complaining about the fixture congestion and the lack of recovery that these top professional elite athletes have to do. It's so little time. I wonder if they're going to be as sharp as we expect them to. And Brighton needs to be on their best day. And hopefully, for the sake of entertainment's sake, we get a Brighton on their best day. But I haven't been convinced. What's the last game they won? Against Roma in a tie that was already over. And then before
they
that,
drew with
against
Burnley
Nottingham Forest, they drew to Burnley. They're losing a lot. feels like their momentum shift, despite them being good at home, is completely in the opposite direction.
If there's ever an opportunity for them to win a match, it comes from being at home. Obviously, mm-hmm. they play very differently at home as they do on the road, as you can see from their results. That said, you know, once Mitoma goes down, the ability for De Zerbi's tactics to really come to fruition go down. Mm-hmm. And no disrespect to Adringa, who I think is a great player, obviously played very well for Ivory Coast, but just doesn't...
Adingra.
Yeah. Adingra. I don't know why I made him Spanish. You never met? No, he's a Panamanian.
You made him Bolivian.
When you see the way Mitoma opens up what De Zerbi wants to do, which is the ability to directly go at a player, get, you know, cut in from the outside, you know, maintain a good passage of passing and attacking within those half spaces, all of a sudden the De Zerbi tactics fall apart. But when you look back at the match that De Zerbi had against Roma, sure, Roma already had won it, but this is someone whose tactics he understands very well. He's best friends with Daniela De Rossi. Their daughters live together. They're roommates. It's someone whose tactics he understands very well. Someone else whose tactics he understands very well.
He got owned 4-0 in the
sure.
first leg.
That was away in the middle of a big run-in with a big injury.
He got cooked. His team was really bad too.
And they followed that up with a win. Not a win big enough, but they followed up with a win. So is there 1-0. And that's at home versus away, where we've seen away they've been terrible, and at home they've been good. They've only lost twice. They lost to West Ham 1-3, and then obviously they lost to Arsenal in a big 3-0 win for Arsenal. And also they lost to Ike. But in this competition, if there's ever an opportunity for them to steal these points, it's going to come from home.
You didn't convince me.
I don't think I've convinced myself. but I will say this is at least there's a modicum of hope for Susan and I.
I feel like, sadly, I don't think so.
Nah. When you're with your project, and De Zerbi has had some very strong post-game statements, especially after that Europa League loss, about the players that he has.
The lack of commitment from the board to let him buy.
Feels like your project shouldn't fall, or at least your momentum shouldn't fall, especially at Brighton, who's so good at recruiting, when one player goes down injured. Mm-hmm. Look at what Xabi Alonso is doing. Victor Boniface, oh no, he's not Latino. Victor Boniface went down. He was out for 2 months, and Bayer Leverkusen probably got better.
The big difference is that Bayer Leverkusen did allow Xabi Alonso to invest a little bit this summer and get the players he wanted in Granit Xhaka. And also, when Boniface goes down, Patrick Schick is right there behind him, an incredible player who's also not Latino.
Player. He wasn't one of the acquisitions.
No, he wasn't one of the acquisitions. What's behind Mitoma? Exactly.
Adingra won the AFCON, playing really, really well.
Is he a like kind for exchange for Mitoma? No. And we've already said that Mitoma is sort of the catalyst for De Zerbi's system to really open up and his tactics to open up. I think if it's shown anything, it's his inability to have a plan B. I think that is a bit worrisome if you are one of these clubs that wants to go after De Zerbi. And we know how much I love my future manager, because again, I'm going to be an assistant under him. He offered me the job.
That's right.
That's legally binding.
I feel like his stock is down a little bit, though.
Ever since he asked me to do it.
Ever since he has been like,
You know what I'm excited for? With no Haaland in this game, again, Julian Alvarez is going to get an opportunity to just show himself, because he brings a different asset to the table than what Haaland does.
Do you think I'm crazy?
I think he's a better footballer than Haaland.
He has a lot more qualities.
It's well chosen words.
He has more weapons in his arsenal.
I know. I want to elaborate on that. What does that mean?
I just think he offers a little bit more. He offers more in the run of play. Mm-hmm. I think his hold up game obviously isn't the same, because Haaland's just a giant. Not many people can match that. But I like what more of a technical playmaker role he can also play. Off of the ball. With the ball lower on the pitch, he's able to maintain possession
drops.
More of a creative way, I think, instead of just a simple layoff. He can actually, you know, turn players. And
City looks more heavy-like with vision. Julian Alvarez.
Especially
when a team is
in a low block.
I like him there. Yeah.
Julian Alvarez can offer you just more than Haaland does. Haaland needs to operate in a very small space when the team is in a low block. Julian Alvarez can come out of that space, offer you more.
And draw out defenders.
Yeah.
Where I don't think Haaland does.
Right. He hasn't scored since January, so a lot's going to be asked of him and a lot's going to be asked of the surrounding players. Fofone, so am I.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Let's get breakfast.
Okay.
It's a big one. Brighton, Manchester City, 3 p.m. on USA.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.